Why today?
Greetings, America, and welcome to Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you've come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and more in control of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from hypertension and diabetes and obesity and skin diseases like acne and psoriasis and rosacea, dry skin, vitiligo, blotchy skin, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that, by the standards of modern medicine, can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of biology, what is in the world of the body? Standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem miraculous to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than the way the body works. Business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your medicines and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933, and we can help you. We also welcome your phone calls if you want to contribute to the conversation or if you simply want to share a success story, how nutritional supplementation has helped you or your loved ones. Or if you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, you can give us a shout at 866-582-9933. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or Angela or Nasima or Frank or Danette at 866-735-2470 if you want to learn some more about the Youngevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. Make sure you ask about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. It's a powder that you put into water and you drink. It tastes great, and it's loaded with nutrients. All your fat-soluble vitamins, your water-soluble vitamins, it's got minerals in there, chromium, potassium, copper, selenium, zinc, MSM, glucosamine, plant-derived minerals, fruit and vegetable powders, inositol, choline. It is a true cornucopia of nutrition. It's only about $50 a month. It tastes great, and you can actually get it for less than $50 a month if you pay a $10, one-time $10 fee and sign up to be a wholesale distributor. You can start yourself a little business. You can sell products and make a little bit of money, or you can simply get your products at a discounted price. Click on the Join Now link on my webpage, brightsideben.com, if you're interested, and somebody will get back to you with information about the Youngevity products. That's brightsideben.com. We've got videos and articles. And make sure you check out my 8 Chapters of Good Nutrition video, which we did last July, I believe, in Santa Cruz, and I'll be back in Santa Cruz next Tuesday for you guys listening on KOMY 1340 AM. I will be in your neck of the woods, November 8th, 7 p.m., doing a talk on nutrition. It'll be fun and entertaining. It's about an hour and a half or so of good information. We'll be talking a little bit about the Youngevity products. I'll be answering your questions. And it'll be a great way for you and I to get to know each other. So I encourage you to check it out, November 8th at the First Congregational Church, 900 High Street in Santa Cruz. If you think you're going to come by, get to the KSCO.com website. That's K as in King, S Sam, C Charlie, O Oscar, KSCO.com website, and click on My Head on the upper left-hand corner of the page so we know that you're going to be by, and that way we can set up the appropriate amount of chairs and have everything set up appropriately for enough people. So that's next Tuesday, November 8th. At 7 p.m. at the First Congregational Church, 900 High Street in Santa Cruz. Hope to see everybody there. Thanks so much for joining us again today on The Bright Side. Yesterday we finished up talking about the thyroid and foods that were supportive for the thyroid. We talked about coconut oil, seaweed, the B vitamins, especially pantothenic acid, which is involved in all hormonal health. Niacin is important, iodine is important, selenium is important, the amino acid tyrosine is important, sulfur in the MSM form. We talked about all this yesterday. I want to talk today about foods that can mess up your thyroid, that can be a problem for thyroid patients, for hypothyroid patients. These are called goitrogenic foods, meaning these are foods that cause something called a goiter. Goiter is the French word for throat. And a goiter is basically a swollen throat. It's actually a swollen thyroid, but it appears as a big lump in the throat. If you've ever seen someone with a goiter, you would know it. It's a very kind of striking appearance. It's very noticeable. It's just huge swelling around the throat, and I mean it can sometimes get pretty huge. It's a result of an iodine deficiency. Sometimes a selenium deficiency can be involved. And autoimmunity is one of the main reasons why goiter occurs. Basically, what's happening is the thyroid is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, so it can suck up more nutrients out of the blood, especially more iodine out of the blood. In fact, the reason why we hardly ever see goiter anymore is because it doesn't take much iodine to keep your thyroid happy. If you have gotten to the point where you have a goiter, then you got a very distressed thyroid. And basically, by putting iodine in salt, we have eliminated goiter, which historically, in the days before iodized salt, goiter was actually a pretty significant health issue, especially in what is called the goiter belt, which is the heartland in the middle of the United States, where seafood, which is the major source of dietary iodine, was not readily available, especially back in the 18th century and the 17th century, from a historical perspective anyway. Folks who lived in the so-called goiter belt, the heartland of the United States, didn't get iodine. Goiter is actually still a significant issue in many parts of the world, especially in the third world countries and the landlocked countries of Africa and Central Asia. So there are actually some foods that are said to be goitrogenic, and these are foods that will interrupt iodine flow and cause the thyroid to get bigger and bigger and bigger as it hunts, in a way, for more iodine. You're going to want to stay away from these foods. I want to emphasize here, you don't have to have a goiter to have a problem with iodine, or obviously a problem with hypothyroidism, but you are definitely going to want to stay away from goitrogenic foods, foods that can cause a goiter. And the most notable, the most significant goitrogenic foods that we eat in our culture are soy products, which are everywhere. And it really is anything that's made with soy that can be goitrogenic. It's the components in soy. It's not the soy bean itself. It's some of the components in soy that cause a problem. It's a class of compounds, technically, that are referred to as isoflavones. Now, isoflavones in soy are very interesting because they have so much medicinal activity. And it's this medicinal activity of the isoflavones in soy that makes soy such a valuable food, such an important food. And it's also what makes soy such a problematic food as well. For example, the isoflavones in soy have an estrogenic effect on certain tissues. That's why soy isoflavones have been used to treat menopausal symptoms, especially two soy isoflavones in particular. One is called diazidin, D-I-A-Z-I-D-I-N. Another one is called genistin, G-E-N-E-S-T-I-N. And diazidin and genistin have actually been used as nutritional supplements to help prevent bone loss and to keep the skin from wrinkling and to help reduce some of the unpleasant, untoward effects of menopause or perimenopause, like hot flashes. You can get genistin and diazidin as individual supplements at health food stores. And I've actually formulated skincare products with genistin and diazidin and other isoflavones that are found in soy because of the estrogenic properties, the beneficial estrogen properties on the skin. For a while, when the soy marketing machine was in full force, soy was all the rage in the late 1980s and early 1990s before we started to notice that there were so many problems associated with soy. Back in the late 80s and the early 90s, there were a lot of formulators working with soy, either as an ingredient in topical products or in nutritional supplement form. These days, not so much, and a lot of that has to do with the problems associated with estrogen and the estrogen-like compounds found in soy. By the way, do you know why plants make estrogenic compounds? Why would a plant, what would be the botanical plant significance of phytoestrogens, plant estrogens? Why would a plant need to make phytoestrogenic compounds? What purpose in the plant world would a phytoestrogenic compound have? It's real interesting how this works, why plants make estrogenic compounds. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. And our number 866-582-9933 if you've got questions for us or if you want to contribute to the conversation. We'll take a break and be back right after this. Don't go away. Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Yongevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceuticals? Drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals. I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Greetings again, this is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner, but we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is a time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't. And opportunities knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough. An easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We are back on The Bright Side. Welcome aboard, folks. Thanks for joining us today. We're here 5 days a week on the Genesis Communication Network, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9. Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, and 24/7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com, where we have a shopping cart up there. You can find all the fine Yongevity products that we talk about on the program. We also have videos and articles. And speaking of videos, check out my 8 chapters of good nutrition video. And if you're out in Santa Cruz, I'd love to see you at our talk. next Tuesday, November 8th, 7 p.m. at the First Congregational Church in Santa Cruz, California. If you're interested in attending, go to the KSCO.com website and click on My Head, and we will know that you are going to attend, and we'll have enough seats and enough whatever we're going to have out there. We'll have enough of it if we know that everybody's going to be out there. If you decide at the last minute you want to come, of course, everybody's welcome, and bring your friends. It'll be an informative and educational hour and a half of just jam-packed with information that I can't always get to on the radio program. Plus, the talks are fun. I get to meet you. You get to meet me, and it's just a good time. Usually lasts about an hour and a half or 2 hours. We'll take all your questions. There'll be some longevity products there as well if you're interested in that. That's next Tuesday, November 8th, 7 p.m. at the First Congregational Church. Our number today is 866-582-9933. We're talking about goitrogenic foods and foods that produce goiter. They don't have to produce a goiter, a full-blown goiter, which is a swollen throat. Necessarily, they can just cause problems with the thyroid. So if you are suffering from thyroid problems, there are foods you're going to want to stay away from. The technical name for these foods is, the technical classification of these foods is goitrogenic or goitrogens. The foods are goitrogens, and they're mostly soy. There's another class as well, which I'll tell you in a minute. Soy is just a problem food in general, and I'm sorry to say that because it can be a valuable substance. There is some good stuff in soy. There's some good proteins in soy. There's some wonderful amino acids in soy. But one of the big problems associated with soy products is they act like the female hormone estrogen. In fact, one of the worst things you can give your baby, if your baby's allergic to cow's milk, or if you're not producing breast milk, sometimes doctors will recommend soy milk. And I'm telling you, mothers and fathers, do not give your baby soy milk, largely because of the estrogenic-like effects, the feminizing effects. Soy milk acts like almost like a birth control pill. That's how much estrogenic effects you're going to get if you give from just a small amount of soy milk. So you want to stay away from soy milk for babies. It's probably best to stay away from all processed soy products for everybody. One of the reasons is these estrogenic compounds, these compounds in soy that act like the female hormone estrogen. And so you say, well, gosh, why would a plant, what would be the purpose of a plant making a female hormone, a human female hormone, no less, or a substance that acts like a human female hormone, a substance that acts like birth control? What would be the purpose? Why would a plant do that? And the answer is so fascinating. It's actually chemical warfare. A plant will produce estrogenic-like compounds. So when the animal eats the plant, the animal will become sterile. The animal will not be able to reproduce. Estrogen is birth control. Estrogen suppresses conception. It keeps conception from happening, and that's why birth control pills are made with estrogen. So plants are actually producing these compounds to make their predators, the animals that eat them, sterile, so they can't make more animals that will eat more plants, which I find incredibly, incredibly fascinating. It's basically birth control for plant predators. Of course, that also means that when we eat a lot of these phytoestrogens, they're going to have the same suppressant effect on reproduction for us. Not as dramatic, perhaps, as when you take a pharmaceutical estrogen like a birth control pill, but you're going to be suppressing conception to a certain degree from phytoestrogens. In fact, you're going to be messing with the entire estrogen system when you eat too much of these soy products, and that's really the problem with eating a lot of soy when it comes to estrogen. Estrogen is a tricky hormone to work with, and that's why soy and soy isoflavones like genistein and diazidin have been associated with some problem biological effects: lost libido, reproductive issues, fibroids, cysts, early puberty in girls, feminization of males. These are problems associated with excess estrogen in environmental estrogens. Plastics can act like estrogens. That's one of the reasons why you never want to heat plastic. You never want to microwave your sandwich if it's wrapped around in plastic. You want to get your water out of the plastic bottles, and you don't want to leave it in the car when it's hot, because the plastics can leach out some of these estrogenic compounds as well. We are surrounded with molecular structures in our environment that act like estrogen, and dietary soy and isoflavones in dietary soy just add fuel to the fire. And then there's the goitrogenic properties of soy. Number one, you got the estrogenic properties of soy. Number two, you've got the goitrogenic properties of soy. The effects of soy on the thyroid are well described in the literature and have been known about for many, many years. If you suspect a poorly functioning thyroid, hypothyroidism, you are well advised to stay away from all soy products. If you have Graves' disease, which is hyperthyroidism, you may want to experiment a little bit with fermented soy products, miso or natto or tempeh, as the anti-thyroid effect, the goitrogenic effect, can actually help calm down an overactive thyroid. Soy is also a source of something called phytic acid, and phytic acid can tie up nutrients, especially calcium, magnesium, and zinc, and then when it ties it up, it renders these minerals unavailable to the body. Phytic acid is found in bran and in the hulls of all seeds, pretty much, and beans. In general, soy is a food that needs to be respected. In its fermented state, it can have some wonderful health benefits. The protein in soy can be valuable if it's not overprocessed. There's some nice amino acids in soy protein, although I do have to say that soy protein is one of the most heavily processed of all protein foods, soy protein powder, and that's never a good thing. I'd be careful of eating too much soy. I would be sticking to fermented soy products, and I would especially stay away from heavily processed soy foods like tofu and soy milk and veggie burgers. If you have a thyroid issue, you're going to want to be especially careful about soy. And also, you want to keep in mind that soy additives are included in many processed foods, and unfortunately, they're not always labeled as soy byproducts. Textured vegetable protein, TVP, you'll see it on the ingredient deck, is often a soy derivative, and this can exacerbate thyroid problems. Got an interesting letter that I was going to want to answer. Unfortunately, this gentleman didn't leave me his phone number, so I can't call him. And I just have no time to write and respond by writing, so unfortunately I'm not going to be able to respond to this guy, but hopefully he's listening. His name is Nader. I think it's a guy. His name is Nader, and he says he's tried everything for hypothyroidism. Ben, I've tried everything for hypothyroidism. I'm 44, 14 months ago, returned from a stressful trip. He ended up with 3 bouts of gout. He was diagnosed with hypothyroidism, non-Hashimoto's, which means non-autoimmune. Then he says he thinks he's had this problem and didn't know it. His TSH levels, which are a measurement of thyroid health, are off the charts. His blood pressure is high. His grandfather had diabetes. His mother had diabetes. His sister has been on Synthroid, a thyroid hormone, since she was 21. She's now 47. His aunt is 70. She was severely hypothyroid. And so this gentleman says he's tried everything. It's 2 o'clock. He's crashing. This is the last part of the letter. It's kind of interesting. It says, now it's 2 o'clock. I'm crashing after a grass-fed beef burger and organic bread. I know all about inflammatory foods. What should I be taking? I tried tyrosine, iodine, all sorts of stuff. But when I go off the meds, I feel my body starting to shut down. Any ideas? Thanks. Yes, sir. I've got lots of ideas for you. In fact, I'm going to tell you what they are when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. We're going to be back after this break. Don't go away.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Our number is 866-582-9933. And we were talking about a letter that I got here. A gentleman, I think it's a gentleman, wrote, he's 44 and he's got all kinds of hypothyroid symptoms. He says he's tried everything, but the one thing he doesn't mention in his letter is the one thing, it's the first thing that you want to look at when you have any kind of hypothyroidism, any kind of thyroid issue. In fact, it's the one thing you want to look at. It's the first thing you want to look at when you have any health issue at all, and that is the digestive system. If your digestive system is messed up, it can't help but mess up other systems in the body over time, especially the thyroid. Remember our triangle of illness, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal system. From the adrenal system, you have an instant connection to thyroid health. Remember, the adrenal glands are your emergency energy glands. Your thyroid gland is your regular energy gland. When you're running on emergency energy over a long period of time, your thyroid will slow down. Everything this gentleman says in his letter leads me to believe that he is running on adrenal energy. He had three bouts of gout, which tells me there's a digestive, there's some kind of digestive involvement as well. So for this gentleman, I hope he's listening. You gotta backtrack to digestive health. You gotta figure out what foods are causing digestive problems. Keep yourself a little food diary. Buy a journal at Office Max or at the local drugstore, and then in there you write down when you have a digestive every time you have a digestive system, you write it down. You write down what you ate 3, 4, 5, 6 hours before. You need to eliminate those foods that are causing problems. Almost always you'll find a pattern. Every time I have this kind of food, I have that kind of symptom. There is no way, people, that you can have any kind of thyroid issue and not have a digestive problem, either as a cause of the thyroid problem or as an effect of the thyroid problem. Either you're going to have some kind of digestive issue that's causing the thyroid problem, which is more often than not, or you're going to have a digestive problem as an effect of the thyroid. The thyroid is a major regulator of all your digestive juices. One of the classic signs of hyperthyroidism is diarrhea, and one of the classic signs of hypothyroidism is constipation. So please understand that if you have a digestive problem, it's going to show up somewhere else in the body, and more often than not, it's going to show up as a thyroid issue. Nader, please call me or write again with your phone number. But I'm telling you, you got to backtrack to your digestive system, eliminating problem foods. We talked about soy as a goitrogenic food. There is a second class of goitrogenic foods that are as important as soy, and these are foods that you can actually use, like soy, to help modulate or quiet down a hyperthyroid condition, Graves' disease. And these are foods that you're going to want to watch out for if you have a hypothyroid condition. It's a second class of goitrogenic foods, and we will talk about those tomorrow on The Bright Side, so you guys are going to want to tune into that. But right now, I want to take some phone calls. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you've got questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, or if you want to contribute to the conversation today, 866-582-9933. Let's go to Texas and talk to Andrew. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, buddy? How can we help?
Hey, yeah, I just had two questions. I got my dad who's going in for, I believe it's his second or third knee replacement surgery on the 15th.
Okay.
I was wondering if there's any nutritional supplements that could help him with the recovery or
absolutely
anything like that.
Absolutely, 100%. Hey, does he have any diabetes, by the way?
No, he doesn't. He's actually pretty healthy.
Good deal. How old?
He's in his 70s, like 74.
Good deal. And he's healthy, no meds? He's not on any drugs or anything like that?
Only thing he's on is some heart medicine. I'm not exactly sure which one. I think it's for his high blood pressure.
Okay, Well, high blood pressure means there's probably something going on in his blood sugar system, but we'll leave that aside because your question is very interesting and it's very relevant. For anybody who's recovering from surgery, there's a heck of a lot of stuff you could do using nutritional supplements to accelerate the healing process. One of the most important and underrated nutritional supplements for surgical patients, for patients who are undergoing surgery, is digestive enzymes. And I'm telling you to take digestive enzymes before the surgery. And the reason is these things are powerfully anti-inflammatory, and they can accelerate the healing process dramatically if you take them pre-surgery, a couple days pre-surgery, and then at least a couple of weeks post-surgery, but you might as well just stay on them the rest of your life because they're great for your digestive system. But they're wonderfully, wonderfully, wonderfully anti-inflammatory. And when I say digestive enzymes, I'm specifically referring to a type of digestive enzyme called proteases. And you can tell something is an enzyme, a chemical is an enzyme, by the suffix, the ending on the word A-S-E, ace. So proteases are enzymes that dissolve protein or help break up protein, and that can really have a beneficial effect on the healing process. You can also eat lots of pineapple if you don't have a problem with fruit. Some people have a problem with fructose, but if you don't have a problem with fructose, you can eat lots of pineapple or you can eat lots of papaya, both of which are very rich sources of proteases, enzymes that help break up protein. I'm sorry, were you going to say something, Andrew?
Oh, no, I just wondered if you could spell that, proteases.
Proteases is spelled P, as in Paul, R-O-T, as in Tom, E-A-S, as in Sam, E, protease. Now, you can find them in the Ultimate Enzyme product. You'll find them in most good digestive enzyme products. They may go by the name bromelain, which is B-R-O-M-E-L-A-I-N. That's a protease, a protein enzyme that's found in pineapple. And they may also go by the name papain, P-A-P, that's P as in Paul, P-A-P as in Paul, A-I-N, papain, and that's a protease that's found in papaya. In fact, papain is actually the active ingredient in Accent Meat Tenderizer, if you've ever seen that in the grocery store. Accent Meat Tenderizer, the active ingredient is a protease, which makes sense because it's an enzyme that breaks up meat, breaks up protein. But it has a wonderful effect on preventing or helping reduce inflammation, all inflammation, not just post-surgical inflammation, but the inflammation that's associated with arthritis, for example. A lot of people get benefit from taking digestive enzymes for their arthritis, and of course, digestive enzymes also are great for your digestion, so you get multiple benefits. Second really interesting nutritional supplement for surgery and to accelerate the healing from surgery is vitamin K. And we don't talk a lot about vitamin K in this program, and we really should be talking much more about it. And I'm going to tell you something. Vitamin K is about to become the vitamin du jour. Every so often, a vitamin gets a lot of pub, a lot of publicity, and then all of a sudden, everybody starts to talk about that vitamin where they never talked about it before, even though biochemists and nutritionists knew about it. All of a sudden, it gets into the New York Times or Cosmo Magazine or Newsweek or Time, and everybody's talking about the latest and greatest vitamin. Vitamin K is set. It's poised to become the latest and greatest vitamin du jour. So I'm giving you a little bit of inside baseball here, folks. Vitamin K can have some wonderful, wonderful effects for surgery, accelerating healing from surgery. It can also have some wonderful effects for accelerating the healing from bruises or from any kind of injuries. Vitamin K is a blood clotting vitamin. K actually stands for coagulation in German. Coagulation or clotting is spelled with a K. And vitamin K is a clotting or coagulating vitamin, so it can help with bruising. And it's great to take pre-surgery, maybe 100 to 200 micrograms of vitamin K. Look for vitamin K2. It's a better form of vitamin K than just regular vitamin K. There's a couple other things you're going to want to do. Got to take a break, and we'll get to that, Andrew, so stick with us. Nancy, hang tight. Mia, hang tight. We'll get to you as well. Our number is 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back after this.
There's a man named Pharmacist Ben Fuchs who is anything but your typical pharmacist. Ben says prescription drugs should be the last resort, not the first resort to fix personal health problems. Hardly a tool for the pharmaceutical companies, Ben says you can live a long and healthy life with proper lifestyle and natural supplementation, and that prescription medications are toxic and typically cause many more problems than they fix or prevent. He's been a guest on the Alex Jones Show a number of times, and he's always a hit. You can hear and talk to Pharmacist Ben on his own daily GCN show, The Bright Side, which airs live each weekday on GCN at 10 a.m. Central just before Alex's show. You can also hear and meet Pharmacist Ben at a free lecture coming up Tuesday, November 8th, starting at 7 p.m. in Santa Cruz, California. If you can possibly be there, you should. Ben Fuchs is one of the most compelling speakers you will ever hear. The event is free, but the sponsors, InfoWars Team and KSCO News Talk AM 1080, ask that you register at KSCO.com website. Go to KSCO.com and reserve your seats now.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. If you guys are listening in Santa Cruz on KOMY 1340 AM, make sure you check out my talk next Tuesday, November 8th. At the First Congregational Church. If you think you're going to come by, get to the KSCO.com website and click on my head, and we'll know you're going to attend and we'll know how to prepare. Feel free to come by, even if you haven't signed up, though. If you decide at the last minute you want to come by, the First Congregational Church, 7 p.m. next Tuesday, November 8th. Hope we see you all there. We are talking to Andrew, I believe. Is Andrew in Texas? Are you there?
Yeah.
Andrew? Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah. I'm going to wind this down real quick. I don't want to bombard you with too much information, but there's tons of great things you could do. Digestive enzymes, start a couple days before surgery and then take them for as long as you want afterwards. Vitamin K, look for vitamin K2, maybe 200 micrograms. You could take 300 or 400 micrograms a day, no problem, but at least a couple hundred mcg a day. You can also use vitamin K topically for surgery, and that is you get a 5% or so vitamin K cream. You can have a pharmacist make that for you, and then you put that on the area where it's going to be cut, and that will accelerate the healing from bruising. And then also, it's very important to make sure that he's getting enough vitamin C. I'd be doing high doses of vitamin C. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a great pre-surgical nutritional supplement. It's got pretty much everything you need, especially the high doses of vitamin C. So that might be something that you want to think about. Maybe get him a little gift, a jug of Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Essential fatty acids are very, very important, especially omega-3 essential fatty acids, which are anti-inflammatory. Look for the kind of omega-3s that come from flax seeds. Those are the best. The ultimate EFAs are a good source if you use the longevity products. The glucogel caps might be helpful. That's another longevity product. Bone soup is something you might want to try. Get them on 50 milligrams of zinc. That's a no-brainer. That's something everybody should be on, but especially if you're accelerating healing or if you're interested in accelerating healing. 50 milligrams a day of zinc. Look for zinc picolinate and make sure, last but most certainly not least, make sure that your dad is getting enough protein. Bone soup would be great because it's a good source of protein and it's a good source of healing sugars, polysaccharides, long-chain sugars that can be very helpful for the healing process. So I know I went fast there, but there's tons of stuff that you can do to help accelerate healing. Thanks so much for calling, Andrew. And let's move on. See who's next on the phone. Who's next? Help me out, John. Who's next here? No, Nancy. Let's take Nancy in Massachusetts. What's up, Nancy?
Hi. I had a question. I heard Dr. Wallach on your show the other day.
Okay.
And he briefly said something about being able to regrow cartilage, but he didn't say how or what to do.
Well, your body knows how to regrow cartilage. It's constantly regrowing cartilage. The body's constantly building down and breaking up, building down and breaking up. And it serves a purpose. This build-up, breakdown process serves a purpose because what ends up happening is you get newer, fresher, stronger tissue. So the old tissue is gone, it gets broken down, and the new tissue grows, and that's the way the body works. However, as we get older and as our day-to-day our toxic day-to-day lifestyle starts to kick in, the build-up process slows down and the breakdown process speeds up, and that's called aging. So what we want to do in for regrowing cartilage, regrowing tissue, is we want to just restore the body to its in the black situation versus in the red. You want to be producing more than you're breaking down. So for cartilage, there's a couple things that are important for helping stimulate the production of cartilage. The gelatin capsules, glucogel caps, which are a longevity product, chondroitin, glucosamine, you'll see those in health food stores. Those are all great precursors to building cartilage. So look for glucosamine. Chondroitin is another part of that.
Are you talking about just regular gelatin?
Regular gelatin is great, just plain old gelatin caps. Women have used them for years. That's something you could do. I like using bone soup because not only do you get the same factors that you get in gelatin, but you get other factors as well. Just eating cartilage can benefit your cartilage. All right, the components that are in cartilage, when you chew on cartilage or you get the components in soup form, those components can be used by your body to make cartilage yourself. And that's why glucosamine and chondroitin are such powerful nutritional supplements. They're the raw materials for making cartilage. They come from animal cartilage, but when you eat them, they provide your body with the raw materials for making your cartilage. Vitamin C is also very, very important for making cartilage. Zinc is important for all growing tissue. Essential fatty acids. Remember, you can't grow tissue without essential fatty acids, so essential fatty acids are also important. And by the way, essential fatty acids have another special role to play for arthritis sufferers in that they're very powerfully anti-inflammatory, especially the omega-3 fats. Now, if you have any digestive issues that are compromising your absorption of essential fatty acids, then you're going to have to throw in some digestive enzymes, which wouldn't hurt anyway, because as I was saying, digestive enzymes have a neat anti-inflammatory property as well. So taking in the nutrients that help you build cartilage, the raw materials of cartilage through gelatin, plain old gelatin capsules, yes, ma'am. The glucosamine caps that you get from Longevity, they're called the glucogel caps. In fact, Longevity really cut its teeth on helping people with arthritis and degenerative cartilage diseases, and they have a product called the Pig Pack. That's just like it sounds, the Pig Pack, P-A-C, Pig Pack. And that's got all the things you need in there for helping build cartilage, including some calcium supplements as well. So you may want to call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470 and ask them about the Pig Pack. Get on 50 milligrams of zinc for all rebuilding, for all everything. Everybody should be on 50 milligrams a day of zinc. Look for zinc picolinate, P-I-C-O-L-I-N-A-T-E. Vitamin C.
Can you direct me to any of Dr. Wallach's publications that have information about this?
Yes. Get the book Dead Doctors Don't Lie. You can get it on Amazon.com, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, or actually call Phyllis and Andy. They can get you a copy of it. It's a great, great book. And by the way, a lot of folks don't know this, but Doc Wallach is a prolific writer, and I'm telling you, if you want a good read, he's got several books that are just absolutely wonderful. They're easy to read. They're wonderful information. One is called Immortality. Another is called Hell's Kitchen. Those are my two favorites, actually. Dead Doctors Don't Lie is actually a great book, in addition to being the audio tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. It's a great book that's got basic information in it. And for those of you who are more scientifically inclined, who are more technically inclined, he's got a wonderful book called Rare Earths Forbidden Cures, I believe it's called. And it's a super book about minerals. I mean, it is the go-to book on minerals and mineral chemistry. So Rare Earths Forbidden Cures, Hell's Kitchen, Immortality, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all the stuff that I talk about here, you can find that information in Doc Wallach's book. So I hope I helped you out there. Nancy in Massachusetts, thanks for listening all the way in Mass. And let's take one more call. Mia in Texas, what's up?
Hi, this is Maya in Texas.
Maya. Hello.
Hi.
I've talked to you before. Have we talked to you?
No, I think it's email, but not really talked to before. But it's the same question. It's it's my first pregnancy. I'm 33 years old.
Congratulations.
I'm hypothyroid. Thank you. Okay. But my biggest thing is food. So I'm so concerned about eating.
Yeah. Stay away from soy.
Nutrition-wise.
Stay away from soy. Stay away from the goitrogenic foods. Make sure you're getting enough protein, whey protein. Make sure you're getting enough iodine. In fact, if you really, really want to do it right, I would have my levels checked officially, because being pregnant, that can put a stress on the body. So you could run into some nutritional deficiencies, especially if you already have thyroid problems. Hypothyroidism will slow down the digestive system, and it will slow down nutrient absorption. So if you're hypothyroid and you're pregnant, now you have a double load on the body. So if you really want to do it right, you may want to have a naturopath check your B vitamin levels, check your essential fatty acid levels, check your magnesium levels. A doctor pretty much don't go to a doctor to have that done. Go to a naturopath, because they know much better about what to look for in the right tests. But right off the top of my head, I'm going to tell you, essential fatty acids are extremely important, omega-3s and omega-6s. Make sure you're taking as much as you need, and you can tell how much you need by your cravings for fatty foods. If you crave fatty foods, you need more essential fatty acids. And then you want to make sure that you're getting enough protein for building the baby's body, and you can tell how much you can tell about your protein needs by how much you're craving sugar. So if you're craving fat, treat that as EFA issues. If you're craving sugar, treat that as a protein deficiency, and give yourself lots and lots of easy-to-digest protein. Whey protein is the best protein. Whey protein is designed to build a baby. That's what whey protein is made for. It's the component in mother's milk that is that features all the active materials for building tissue. So whey protein would be the best protein you could do, as long as you don't have any allergic reactions to whey. Make sure you're getting enough vitamin C. Make sure you're getting enough zinc. In fact, zinc is the superstar mineral for building everything. We've been talking about that a lot today. 50 milligrams of zinc is a great place for you to be. Clear any digestive issues, probably me, is the most important thing I could tell you. If you have any digestive symptoms at all, those need to be eliminated, addressed, and then eliminated. Why don't you send me another email? Put your phone number on there, Mia, and I'll get back in touch with you, and we can talk a little bit more in depth. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you're out there in Santa Cruz, I hope I see you next Tuesday, November 8th, at the First Congregational Church. Sign up to attend at the KSCO.com website. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk at y'all later. Have a beautiful, wonderful day. Bye for now.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.